Torah to understand it to the best of our ability. That's what Torah Lishma means. Meditating and linking in with Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa via Talmud Torah, that's general Avodas Hashem. But in terms of the concept of Lishma, Lishma means to try and understand it as well as possible. So here we have a sugya that we've been involved in, which is not the typical sugyas that we've been dealing with in Perek of Eilu Naros that have been a shas katan of concepts and of principles that govern Dini Mamanos, govern Eben Ezer, govern Iser Veheter, Vechulei, but rather Limudim. But I think it's very important that we try and understand this to the best of our ability as well. And when we sometimes, after going over something a number of times, when one gets a certain overview, and so I could just share with you the overview that I have of the sugya over here of Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph through Lamed Chesem and Aleph. In other words, since we related to the Seif of the Mishnah, the Seif of the Mishnah is where we find the principle of Kamei Midrab Minei, that in situations where we have an arayos with the chi of misa, that's going to take the place of the knas, that the knas, there'll be a tour from the knas in those situations. And what the Gemara brings in a whole slew of psukim that deal basically with two topics. One topic is a topic of onshim, of punishments, and the other topic is a topic of kapara, of atonement. In terms of the sugya of onshim, so we pointed out that we have a rule, mishum risha achas atamachayevo v'iyah atamachayevo bishum shtei rishuyos, that in the world of the Torah there is no double jeopardy, and we have an exception of v'im go ye ason anosh ye anesh, that we have a unique halacha that when we have a chiyuv of misa in the air, then there is no chiyuv of mamon. It's not a subcategory of kedei rishaso. It's a separate world, and we pointed out the differences in terms of which punishment one is receiving, the world of shogeg, etc. That's one topic that's dealt with in the Gemara. And then the Gemara moves over into the sugya of kapara, that every onesh of Beis Din also has built in within it an atonement for the person who undergoes that punishment. V'niklo achicha le'enecha, that once this person gets malkos, he is already achicha. We saw in Pirkei Avos that the dayanim, once a person accepts the din, so the dayanim should view him as a tzaddik. He already has accepted the din. He's going to pay the mamon. So whatever averos he may have done in the past, that's already mechupar via the tashlumen that would be accompanied by tshuva. And we find in one instance in the Torah that when we have a situation of misa bidei shamayim, that mamon could serve as the kapara. That's what we call kofer. That if a person's animal kills, then the owner who is chayav misa bidei shamayim for not watching over his animal can transform that atonement of misa bidei shamayim into kofer by paying money. We have atonement. And the Gemara then goes through a whole slew of psukim to limit that din of kapara to that particular situation, that we shouldn't think that money can also serve as a kapara when there is a concept of misa bidei adam. And in that context, the Gemara points out that we have in the world of kaparot, within the world of misos bezdin, concepts of kal and chamor. And here, what Tosis points out on the top of Lamed Chesem and Aleph is that the standards of kal and chamor in terms of the world of onshim don't necessarily jive with the standards of kal and chamor when we're dealing with kapara. Again, every onesh is a kapara. However, what is considered to be an onesh kal and what is considered to be onesh chamor, what is considered to be a misa kal and a misa chamur. So we're going to have one standard in the world of onshim, where skila and sreifa would be considered to be an onesh chamur, as opposed to herik and chenek, and that would reflect upon the maisa rishus of the individual who did the avera. The more the rishus, the more chamur the form of misa. But in the world of kapara, Tosus points out that we have a different definition of kal and chamur. That if we find an avera of misa on which there is a kapara b'shogeg, be it a korban, be it galus, then we'd have a havamina that maybe we would also have a kaparas mamon. Namely, that would be considered to be a kal. Masha'en came in a situation where even b'shogeg we wouldn't have a kapara, that would already be a more chamor, there'd be less of a reason to think that we would have a kapara of mamon. So the standards of what would be considered to be kal and chamor differ when we're viewing it from the perspective of onesh and we're viewing it from the perspective of kapara. Okay, that's the overview, that's the forest. Within this forest we have trees. And we saw in the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph through the top of Daf Lamed Chet Amad Aleph that if we're dealing with the psukim that are going to tell us that mamon cannot be a kapara in the world of Misas Bezdin, we have three levels. We have three psukim. We have one pasuk that deals, and here's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And Rashi, we're learning according to the Ra'ah and according to the Ritva. According to Tosfos, we have one pasuk that tells us chayrim, that when we have a misa which is chamura biyoser, then there's not going to be any kaparat mamon. That if we have a misa which is chamura biyoser, there's no kapara at all b'shogeg, then certainly money is not going to serve as atonement. Then we have a second pasuk for the classic chamur, not the chamur biyoser, where we would have a kapara b'shogeg of galus. Then we have a pasuk to tell us, but not, money is not going to be a kapara, lo siklu kofer. And then we have a third pasuk, kol chayrem, that even in a situation where we have a kapara of a korban b'shogeg, we're not going to have money as a kapara. That's the way Tosus was the three psukim. Rashi, according to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, says, no, we have one pasuk for rotzeach, that rotzeach, there's no kaparas mamon. Rotzeach is nefesh tachas nefesh. There has to be a tit for a tat. There has to be a mida keneged mida. Money can't play a role in the realm of rotzeach, not only on the level of onesh, but also on the level of kapara. Then we have a separate category of misos chamuros, that is not going to be a kaparas mamon, even though there's not necessarily a tit for tat. That's the world of chayrem. And then we have a pasuk that even the kalos that have a kapara of korban, they're not going to have a kapara of mamon. That's the kol chayrem. Okay. Within this framework, Rava comes and says, why in the world do we need three psukim? One of these psukim is not necessary. The pasuk that deals with rotzeach is not necessary. Again, the rotzeach, according to Tosfos, is the situation of the chamur, and the rotzeach, according to Rashi, according to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, is the uniqueness of rotzeach. But we don't need a separate pasuk of losiklu kofer, because Rava says mitana de bechiskia nafka. Tana de bechiskia compared make adam to make behema in three areas. That in make behema you always have money, and in make adam, in the world of make adam, in the world of misas bezdin, we never have money. We never have money in the realm of kama midrab mine. That's the world of shogeg umezid. We never have money as demei nirtzach in the world of miskaven and omiskaven. And we never have money as a pidyon. We never have money as an atonement. Bein derech aliyah, bein derech yurida. So that which we learned out from Losik Chukofer, Lechora, Rava points out, we don't need l'siklu kofir. We have this drusha of makei adam and makei behema that there's not going to be an atonement of money in the world of Misas Bezdin, in the world of Rotzeach. So Elam Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama comes along and says, no, we need the Pasuk. Why do we need the Pasuk? And here, the Gemara, again, we have to keep in mind the overview. We're dealing with two types of drushos. Drushos in the world of Onshim, and drushos in the world of Kapara. We began with the world of Onshim. We moved over to the world of Kapara. We see that we have an extra Pasuk we need for Kapara. So it comes on Rabbi Bar Chama and says, oh, we need that Pasuk for the world of Onshim. We need that Pasuk to teach us a din within Kamlei Midirabamine. That if we put Kamlei Midirabamine under a microscope, we see that we only have a Pasuk that deals with the situation of when there is one act that has two results. That the case in the Chumash, in Parshas Mishpatim, is you have a person who mistakenly hits a woman, and if there are two results, that she, A, miscarries, and B, with the same makkah, she is also killed, then we have the principle, kama midrabune im yeh ason, then there's not going to be a payment. That the Misas Bezdin is going to override Mamon. That's in the world of Onshim. But what about the halacha when we have two acts that occur simultaneously, one of which is mechayev mamon and one of which is mechayev misa? For that, we need a pasuk, and that's why nothing is extra. That this pasuk that we thought was extra, well, we thought it was extra because we were trying to plug it into the world of kapara. But if we plug it into the world of onshim, it won't be extra. Which pasuk are we referring to? So here Rashi takes the easy way out, and he simply says, "Itzterich Rashi Divramascha Hachi Garsinan Ella Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Itzterich Chad Mehanekrei Lashminan." Again, we have three psukim that we wanted to apply to the world of kapara, to the world of pidyon, that you can't have a kapara of money, cheirem, kol cheirem, and lo siklu kofer manefesh rotzeach. One of these psukim is not necessary. Rami Bar Chama says, oh, we can use it in the world of Onesh. But Rashi doesn't want to get involved in which Pasuk. But the Ritva and Tosfos do say black and white which Pasuk we are referring to. And the Ritva, Lechora, takes the easy way out. If you look at the Ritva at the very beginning of that which I quoted for you, El Rami Bar Chama Amar Itzrich Perush LaOlam Lo Sikku Kofer Lo Asya Ela Shelo LaChayev O Mamon U Misa. That the pasuk that was extra was the pasuk of Lo Sikku Kofer. That's the Chor Pshat in the previous sugya. That from Tanu de Bechiskia we have the din that a rotzeach cannot be redeemed, cannot be atoned with money. So why do we need the pasuk lo tiklu kofer nefesh rotzeach to teach us that you do not pay money as an onesh lo tiklu kofer le nefesh rotzeach for someone who is chayev misa? That someone who is chayev misa and simultaneously would have a chiyev mamon, that the Torah over here would be using the phrase kofer lo tiklu kofer le nefesh rotzeach. Aye, we have lo yiyeh ason. So we pointed out, so lo yiyeh ason is the din of one act that has two results. And siklu kofer is when you have two acts that are simultaneous. That once we have basheru rasha lamus, once we have an onesh of misa, we're not going to have simultaneously an onesh of mama. That's the way that the Ritva learns. However, Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil Aval, does not learn that way. Tosa says, "Aval dibra maskul aval sima eino v'harago b'davar acher." Right? Milo ye oson lo nafkalon. We can't learn out the din of simultaneity from lo ye oson. Ela sima eino v'harago ba. Only we can only learn out from lo ye oson when we have one act with two results, not two acts that are simultaneous. Ki hasan v'hakar achas. But the case of Sima Eseno Varogu Bedavar Acher Bevas Achas, lo, that we can't learn out from Lo Yehosam. Lohachi Itzderich Kol Cherem Le Mishterech. Tosa says the pasuk which is extra is the pasuk of Kol Cherem. Cherem and Lo Sikhu Kofer will use for the Kalos and the Chamuros, and the Kol Cherem will be extra. That's what we're going to use to teach us that when we have a situation of mos you must, then lo yipadeh, there's not going to be any money. Why in the world did Tosfos move over to the pasuk of kol cheirim? L'chora, the pasuk that was extra is lo siklu kofer. So when the Tosfos yishanim in the brackets, it points out leka lememar de hocha lo koi akra de kol cheirim ela akra de lo tiklu kofer, which is the way the Ritva learned. Why the ha amrinan besamuch the Tosfos points us to the end of the sugya, two lines from the bottom of the sugya, where the pasuk returns to the question, why do we need the pasuk kol cheirim? The pasuk kol cheirim is the subject of our discussion, but this gets Tosfos into a pickle, because the drasha of kol cheirim wasn't stam a drasha of an amora. The drasha of Kol Cheirim was the drasha of a Tana. We have Rav Yishmael, Benosha, Rav Yochanan, Ben Bruka. He's the one who was Doresh Cheirim and Kol Cheirim in the world of atonement. And now we're saying that pasuk, oh, it's not from the world of atonement, it's from the world of Onesh. That's what Tosfos is bothered. Kasha l'Rashba, ha Rav Yishmael, Benosha, Rav Yochanan, Ben Bruka, lo Doresh Kol Achi. He didn't learn Kol Cheirim as a din of Kamei Midravine. He learned Kol Cheirim as a din of Kapara. He didn't learn it as a din of kamei midrabbinei, that we don't have simultaneously a chiyuv of mamon and misa, ela shelo yitein mamon v'niftirei. He learned it as a din in atonement, to teach us that there's no monetary atonement for a chiyuv misas bezdin. V'shema ilo ne'emar ka'amar. Maybe you could say B'dochak Rabbi Yishmael was saying, had we not had a better drasha, I could have used it for this. But really, we have a better drasha to use it in the world of Onesh. K'deshchan b'reish kol nigmar dinu b'kama duchtei. We find occasionally that Brisos have drashas that are theoretical, but are not practical. Ula rashba nire, but the hocha masik aliba de tana de bechizkiya, abar Rabbi Yishmael vaday lesle ha de tana de bechizkiya. That the other alternative is to say, why did we say that the drasha of Kol Cheirim was extra? Because of Tana de Bechizkiya. Well, we already learned the whole sugya of Tana de Bechizkiya, and we saw that even though our sugya said, Kulei Alma, everyone holds a Tana de Bechizkiya, they were referring to one realm. But Tana de Bechizkiya has three realms. And on those other realms, we have Machlokas. We have Machlokas about the Bein Neherag. Kanere, we also have a Machlokas in terms of the world, the source of Pidyon. And Rabbi Yishmael would disagree with Tana de Bechizkiya, and he would be that Mando Amar in Sanhedrin who is Lesle Tana de Bechizkiya. In any case, because Tosfos moves over to the pasuk of Kol Cheirim, and he feels that he was painted into a corner by the end of the Gemara, that brings up the whole issue that he has with Rabbi Yishmael. The Ritva will simply learn the pshat as we're learning. What do we do at the end of the sugya? Oh, we'll get to it when we get to the end of the sugya. But before we get to the end of the sugya, there's another barrier that we have to cross. What's that other barrier that we have to cross? Amalei Rava, you say that we had that the pasuk that we thought was extra, we're going to use for the world of Onshim to teach us that when we have Mamon and Misa simultaneously with two acts, that your pater, Haname me idach Tana de Bechizkiya nafka. We have another drasha of Tana de Bechizkiya in a totally, totally different context that teaches us the principle that even when you have two acts that are simultaneous, the miso takes off the mama. What is that drasha of Tana de Bechizkiya? The Tana de Bechizkiya, ayin tachas ayin, velo ayin venefesh tachas ayin. That as we pointed out last time, we have a whole sugi in the beginning of Hachovel that tries to prove that ayin tachas ayin doesn't mean mamash, it means mamam. And the Tanoim give 101 different hochachas. The hochacha, the proof of Tana de Bechizkiya, is that The Torah tells us ayin tachas ayin, but if you attempt to remove the eye of the chovel, of the perpetrator, maybe you're going to kill him. And that would be a miscarriage of justice. Ayin tachas ayin, you can take an eye for an eye, but not an eye and a life for an eye. And therefore, since in every time that you, in the time of Chazal, if you were to take out an eye, that puts the person in a situation of pikuach nefesh, you could be miscarrying justice. And so the only way of being certain that we have a fulfillment of justice is ayin tachas ayin of mamon. In mamon, there would be no miscarriage of justice. There would be no possibility of having an ayin, the nefesh, tachas ayin. Okay, that's a very beautiful drasha. But how do we see from there that when you have misa and mamon simultaneously, that there is misa and not mamon? Namely, what in the world does that Tana de Bechizkiya have to do with our sugya? Our sugya is talking about the fact that we need a pasuk to teach us that simei es eino v'harogo b'davar acher is going to be patur, that when you have two acts simultaneously, one of misa and one of mamon, that is the patur of mamon. How do you see that from this ayin tachas ayin v'lo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin? So here we also have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Not a machlokes where Rashi leaves things totally in the air and Tosfos, in other words, explains them, but where Rashi is somewhat fuzzy and Tosfos gives an explanation, but the fuzziness of Rashi is explained both by the Ritva and the Tosfos HaRosh. So let's see first Tosfos, because Rashi, as I pointed out, is a bit fuzzy. Look at Tosfos, Haname mi idach tana bechizkiya nafka, rav mi ahud rasha gufa kamar, the nafka lon, not from that which is quoted in our Gemara, v'lo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin, d'ha'ahid rasha lo shayecha klal, l'sima es aynai v'haraga b'davar acher. That rasha doesn't talk at all about our case, where you have, our case is one in which you have a chi of Misa and a chi of Mamon simultaneously. That's not talking about, based on taking an eye out of a person and trying to be careful they shouldn't kill him. Ela hachi diig. According to Tosfos, the whole, we have over here an underlying layer of the Gemara which is unseen. What's the underlying layer? Ki hechi darshinan v'lo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin, hachinami darshinan nefesh tachas nefesh v'lo ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh. Namely, that we have two psukim. We have a pasuk, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, nefesh tachas nefesh. So we assume that there is a parallelism, that just as we say that Beis Din will not take a literal eye for an eye, because that could bring about an ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin, so also we be doresh nefesh tachas nefesh, a life for a life, that a rotzeach has a chi of misa, v'lo ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh, and not a double payment, not a double onesh for a rotzeach. That a rotzeach, nefesh, tachas nefesh. That we're going to punish the rotzeach with one punishment, nefesh. Not ayin v'nefesh, tachas nefesh. That's Tosfos' drasha. And Tosfos explains, v'simei es eino v'harago v'dov acher lo choshiv ayin v'nefesh ela nefesh gereda. The mashesime es eino bishas hariga lo choshiv krum. The belav hachi have meis ela shehimiso b'tzar meruba. Namely, that Tosfos was bothered by his own drasha that he said again. The Gemara talks about the pasuk ayin tachas ayin. Tana de Bechizkiya say that ayin tachas ayin excludes ayin benefesh tachas ayin. Alright, that we need an eye for an eye, and therefore, if Beis Din were to punish the individual by taking out his eye, maybe they would kill him, and then it would be ayin benefesh tachas ayin, and that would be improper. That's how the Tana de Bechizkiya knew that this must be mamon. Mamon, there's no possibility of moving over into nefashos. So Tosa says that from here we see if ayin tachas ayin means, as opposed to ayin benefesh tachas ayin, So when we have a pasuk of nefesh tachas nefesh, we make the parallel drasha, lohotzi, right, to exclude, ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh. Which according to Tosfos means, if we're dealing with the case where you are simultaneously being chovel in this person, you are, lo aleinu, taking out his eye, that's a chabalah, on that there's a chiyuv of mamon, and then you simultaneously, not in the same act, but simultaneous with taking out his eye, you kill him, you shoot him in the heart. Right, so simultaneously, you're with a knife, you are dealing with his eye, and with a gun, you are shooting him with his heart. Then we don't say that you pay mamon for the ayin, and that there is misa, because it says I nefesh tachas nefesh, not ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh. But just a minute, this isn't ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh. This is ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin v'nefesh. In other words, you're not just killing him; you're taking out his eye. So why shouldn't there be two punishments? What kind of a drasha is this? That when you do two things, you only pay one because it's ayin. We don't have ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh. You're doing two things, so you should get two punishments. So it says no, you're not doing two things. When you're killing a person, the fact that you're taking out his eye is totally irrelevant. All you're doing is killing him in a very cruel manner. You're killing him with more pain than is necessary. In other words, if you only shot him in the heart, he would die instantly. When you shoot him in the heart and take out his eye, he dies with more pain than he would have to. But what you're basically doing is killing him. The taking out of the eye is not something which is extra. And therefore, were you to punish him with two punishments, that would be ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh. That would be improper. So Tosfos says this is the real drasha. This is that which is under the surface of ayin tachas ayin is nefesh tachas nefesh. And in this situation, we would have the drasha in a proper manner. The problem with this, the way Tosfos learns it, is that we are limiting this drasha to a situation of when you are killing a person and simultaneously you are injuring him. But let's say we would deal with a normal case. What's a normal case? You kill a person and simultaneous with that, you tear his clothing. You kill a person and simultaneous with that, you burn down his barn. In other words, there, l'chora, we would not have this drasha. That's what Tosfos points out in the next Tosfos. In Tosfos Yemaskel Amar Rav Ashi, Tema de mashma de im harago ve kara shirayim delay de machayev lekala miftere lo mikra de lo yason ve lo mikra de nefesh tachas nefesh de ho havin mamon un nefesh tachas mamon un nefesh. Namely, the way Tosfos learned that we have this under ayin tachas ayin, we have this drush of nefesh tachas nefesh, which means to exclude ayin nefesh tachas nefesh. This is all in the realm of physical murder and physical injury. But the world of mamon and misa is far beyond that. It also goes to not only to physical injury, but it goes to the world of mamonos, to the world of a person's possessions, his shirt, his barn, his field, etc. There are hundreds of situations where we could have a simultaneity of damaging a person's property and killing him, and that doesn't come under this drasha. So Tosfos is bothered by that. That's the next Tosfos, and he has to come on to some way of dealing with it. What is the alternative? The alternative is Rashi. What is Rashi? So let's look in Rashi together. Rashi says, V'lo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin, minei kaimalon b'hachovel da ayin tachas ayin lav mamosh. This, again, Rashi gives us the background in Perak HaChovel. This is the source of Tana de Bechizkiya, that ayin tachas ayin means mamon. Di amris mamash, because word to mean an eye, dilma bahari de saminin la'ene mayas. And then it would be, havelei ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Mihu, shaminan mina, de lo tevad batarte, loshna meis beoso maka, loshna lomes. From this we learn that the principle of kama midravmine. Where in the world do you see kama midravmine from here? So this, if you look in the, both in the Ritva and in the Tosas Harash, they explain it, l'chora, within Rashi. Which should we look at first? Okay, let's look at the Tosfos Harosh, and then we'll go back to the Ritva. They basically say very similar. Tosfos Harosh, ayin tachas ayin velo ayin menefesh tachas ayin. Pirish Rashi, mihosh amin en perak achovo dayin tachas ayin lav mamash, iamis mamash dimo bahadid esaminu la'enei mayis v'avirei ayin menefesh tachas ayin. Mihu shamin en minei dilo tevod beitarte loshna meis beosab mako loshna lomeis. Tema, mino leha, dilma dafka hecha dilo harago. Aval hecha da harago yeshalim ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin unesamei es eino v'im lo yomus bekach nahargenu. Namely, what is the drasha of Tana de Bechizkia, which deals with the world of how Bezdin is going to punish the individual who took out someone else's eye? What does that have to do with the world of kamei midravmine? V'tireitz Rav Moshe mi'ibra is one of the Balei HaTosfos. D'hochi maise. This is what Rashi means. V'lo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin, kromar, ki hechi d'ayin kama dafka, v'lo ayin v'nefesh, hachinami ayin basra dafka. Kromar, tachas ayin levad yishalem ayin, v'lo tachas ayin v'nefesh. Ki tashlum ha'nefesh, u'chayev l'shalem tachas ha'nefesh, potro mitashlum ha'ayin. What Rashi says, according to Rav Moshe Meibra, what Rashi meant, is that we have this pasuk, ayin tachas ayin. So what did the Gemara say? That this ayin is not ayin v'nefesh. This ayin kama, the first ayin, refers to the ayin of whom? Of the injurer or of the injured person? Whose ayin are we talking about? Ayin tachas ayin. An eye for an eye. That first eye, E-Y-E. The first eye. Whose eye are we talking about? The injurer, right? The chovel, the one who is hurting. The one who is hurting, we can only deal with his eye, not with his eye and his life. And therefore, we say that the word eye, E-Y-E, means money. Because the moment you're dealing with his real eye, maybe we'll be taking his life. So the drasha now, according to Rashi, is, let's look at the second ayin. The second ayin is the ayin of the injured person. So we say that the injured person also, you only have a payment. You're never going to have an ayin v'nefesh. That when a person is injured, there's never going to be a situation where there is going to be both payment and misa. There could be payment alone, there could be misa alone. You're never going to have a case where you have both. That's what we're talking about in our sugya. That we're talking over here, not moving from ayin tachas ayin to nefesh tachas nefesh, that's what Tosfos did, but within ayin tachas ayin, the same drasha that Tamda Bechizkia made on the first ayin also applies to the second ayin. Let's look at it again inside. The tirits of Moshe Meibra, hochi maisi, v'go ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin kromar, ki hechi de ayin kama, the first eye, dafka, the eye of the perpetrator, lo ayin v'nefesh, hachinami ayin basra, the eye of the victim, dafka, klomar tachas ayin levad yishalem ayin, v'lo tachas ayin v'nefesh, ki tashlum ha'nefesh hu chayev l'shalem tachas ha'nefesh, potro mitashlum ha'ayin. That the only time you're going to have a payment for an eye is when there is only an injury. But if there's an injury and death, then you're not going to have a payment for the eye. To see the same concept brought in the Tosfos Harosh, He quotes it in the name of the Maharam Mikutzi. The Maharam Mikutzi is the author of the Sefer Mitzvos HaKotzar. He was also one of the later Bali HaTosfos. So Rav Moshe Mikutzi, it's about two, four, six lines into the Ritva. I'm sorry, this we saw in Tosfos HaRosh. We see the same thing in the Ritva, in the name of Rav Moshe Mikutzi, tirates, Dugadugma Naktinan Lo. Meyahid Bechiski and Nafko and Ayan Kama, Dichtiv Bikra, who Eno Shalachovel, Hainu Ayan Bilachudvo, Ayan Venech, Uminosh Amina Nami, the Ayan Basra, the second Ayan in the Pasuk, Dichtiv Bikra, who Ayan Shel Chovel, who Ayan Shel Chovel, Chovel means the person who was Nechbal, Hainu Kishahu Ayan Bilachud, Velokishu Ayan Venefesh. The only time that there's going to be a payment of ayin is when there was only mamon, not when there was mamon and misa. Amarachmana ayin, dainu mamon tachas ayin levado, velo tachas ayin venefesh. Dehasam leka ayin, hainu mamon uktagahu, diika midin rotzeach venachonu. So, on one hand, Rashi is much neater than Tosfos. Rashi is talking about the whole world of punishments, not dafka personal injury, like Tosfos. But the whole world of punishments would include also shirts and fields, etc., etc. However, what Rashi has done to a certain degree is turn the sugya on its head. That we have in the world of Kamalei Minderabamine. We pointed out there are two scenarios. One scenario is where you have Misa and Mamon B'masa Echad. And the second scenario, the Chiddush, is even when you have Misa and Mamon, the day's Ma'asim B'vat Achad. We have taken for granted that the Makorot, the source of these two, is that the Makor of one is Im Ason Yehiyah, right? That when you're hitting the woman, so you have one act that causes two. And the Makor of number two, here, the Gemara started off with either Gotik Hukofer. That was the Ritva, or Kol Cheren, that was Tosfos. And then the Gemara rejected this and said, no, this we learn out from Tana de Bechizkia. Somehow we learned this out from Ayin Tachasayin. What's the somehow? Tosfos has his understanding, Rashi has his understanding, but this is fine, this picture is fine according to Tosfos. Look at Rashi himself. Rashi Dibur HaMaschil Ha. Before the Rashi that we read, there's this Rashi that has a Dibur HaMaschil Ha. Ha de Sima Eino Vaharago Ba Me'idach de Tana de Bechizki Yonafka Dorotei Asena. Rashi says no, that this is learned, in other words, that ayin tachas ayin, tana de bechizkia, according to Rashi, is the source of one. We're dealing with one act where you are dealing with an eye and a life. One act where you're dealing with an eye and a life. And then the second, number two, would be learned out from Imason Yehiyah. That Ason Yehiyah can't be referring to one act, because that's the Tana de Bechizkia, that would have to refer to two acts. Then everything would be upside down. That's that's what Rashi says. In other words, it's very It's not. It's certainly not the way that I would have learned without Rashi. Not to say that we learn one out from Imosoniya and the expansion is from these drashos, but that the Tan of the Bechizkiya is the source, and Imosoniya would be the expansion. I don't have. I don't know what pushed Rashi. I don't know what pushed Rashi to learn in that manner. But that's what Rashi says. Okay, I don't know. In any case, the Gemara is bothered. We're back to having an extra pasuk. Once we have Tana de Bechizkiya, so we don't need the Lo Tikhu Kofer, we don't need the Kocher, we don't need this for that for the expansion of Kabim Bidravine. So Elamaravashi, it's true. We do need an expansion of Kabim Bidravine. Without an expansion, we would have thought maybe Kama Midrabine does not apply to Knas. So the expansion of Kama Midrabine is not for the two acts simultaneously. That we learn out from Ayin Tachasayin. The expansion of Kama Midrabine is to include even Knas. We include Knas, lo tikhu kofer, even Knas, lo nefesh roteya. Kol cheirem lo yipadeh. Even knas. We already saw Rabba holds that is the halacha. The Rabba damar chidushu shachid shatora b'knas af agav de miktil mishalem hay kol cheirem ayavid le. According to Rabba, really, one does pay knas along with misa. Knas is not excluded via misa. Knas is not part of kamim midrav minei. So why would Rabba then need this extra pasuk? So the Gemara comes back, Sava le Katana, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavi. We go back to the beginning of the Sugya. The beginning of the Sugya is that the whole Pasuk of Cheirim, Kol Cheirim, is a din within the world of Erchin, that when a person has a death sentence, then he has no Erech, has nothing to do with the world of Kapara, to do with Onshim, nothing over here is extra, and everything is fine and good. It was only, we only got into this whole issue of atonement and then Onesh, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Benosher of Yochem ben Broka, that he understood that these psukim were dealing with the world of Kapara, and then it appeared we had an extra pasuk, so we said that this extra pasuk is dealing with the world of Onshim, and it came to teach us an expansion of Kamei Midrabine. The expansion at first we thought was two acts simultaneously, but then we have a different pasuk for that. And so then the expansion is in terms of the world of Knas. So it turns out that if we will ask, okay, we have a din of Kamlei Midrabbinim. How do we, in other words, and so we see over here, Kamlei Midrabbinim is on three planes. When we have Misa and Mamon, the Misa Echad, then we say Kamei Midrabbinim, you only get punished Misa. When we have Misa and Mamon, the Beis Ma'asim, the Vasachas, that then we only give Misa and not Mamon, and who are then even Misa and Knas, whether it's then we say even in Misa and Knas, then we have Misa as opposed to the Knas. What is the source of these three halachos? So, the easiest way of learning is that the source of Misa and Mamon the Maisa Echos is Im Ason Yehiya. The source of Misa and Mamon, two Maisim Bevas Achas, this is Ayin Tachas Ayin, Tamid Bechiskiya, in some manner, Rashi Tosvos, and Misa Yedei Knas, that is either Kol Cheirem or Lo Sikhu Kofer. However, according to Rashi, the Kol Cheirem and Lo Tikhu Kofer, according to Rashi, these two are switched. Okay, but this over here, Misa Knas, is called Hemro Tikhu Kofer. Okay, this is all in the world of unction. Okay? And in the world of Kapara, that there is not going to be a Kapara of Mamon where we have Misa, so there we have the Psukim of Cherem, and whichever Pasuk is not used over here. Either the Kol Cherem or the Sikul Kofer to teach us that there is no Misa as an atonement for Mamon. There is no Mamon as an atonement for Misa, be it in the Kalos, be it in the Chamuros, that we have the world of Onshin, and we have the world of Kapara, that Ein Kaparas Mama Bimakom Misas Besdin. And over here, this is learned out from Cheirem plus one of these Tupsukim, whichever is not being used over here. Cheirem plus another post. Okay, and that's the conclusion of the sugya. That's the conclusion of the world of Kapara and the world of Onshin. What remains a little strange, and this is Tosfos points out in the bottom Tosfos, is that our Mishnah is referring to the world of Knas. We're talking about Baal Bito, Bas Bito, etc., that these are cases where there's Ein Lehem Knas. Why is Ein Lehem Knas? Because of Kamalei Midrabamine. And the Mishnah says, Sheneem Arim Goya Oson Anoshi Yonesh. But our Mishnah is dealing with three. You have Misa and Knas simultaneously on the table. The Gemara should have brought the Mishnah should have brought the Pasuk Kol Cheirem or Lo Sikhu Kofer. Why did the Mishnah bring a Pasuk of Imason Yihya, which is dealing with Mamon? The Mishnah is dealing with Knas. So that's what bothered Tosfos over here on the bottom of the page. Afagav de Masnis and Maisi Kro de Lo Yiye Ason, Vahacha Mafik Knas Mi, according to Tosfos, Kol Cherem, according to the Ritva, Lo Siklu Kofer, Hainu Mishum de Kail Masnis and Kol Chiyave Misos de Katani, Kol HaMeshayiv Nafsha. That even though the Mishnah, the context of the Mishnah is in the world of Knas, but this is the Mishnah is the source of Kama Midrav Minei throughout Shas. And therefore it brings the basic Pasuk, not the more particular Pasuk. Inami Masnisen Asya Ketana Kama Rabbi Chanina Ben Akavia, or we'll say that the Mishnah did not understand the Psukim the way we have them here, but rather that the Pasuk of Kol Cheirem and Kol Cheirem refers to the world of Erchin, and therefore the source of Misa and Knas would be Im Ason Yihya, that we would not learn it out from these Psukim. Okay, that's Tosus's option in the Tosfos Harosh. He was bothered by the same question, and he gives a different answer. Chidushu shachidusha Torah chora mashma kol cherem dorish. I'm sorry, who was bothered by this? I'm sorry, it's a section in the Ritva that he didn't print out. He simply says that You will find occasionally in the Mishnah that they will bring a pasuk which is not the exact pasuk, but which is in the general area. Okay, Tosfos dealt with it a little differently. So that's what we have over here. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Where we're moving to is back to the world of knas, of particular knas of ones umafata, to the question of the relationship between the father and the daughter. This is something we discussed very, very beginning on Daf Kaftes Amud Aleph. What we will do is, if you'll, Mar Makomos, take you from the Mishnah through the Sugya, we're going to see that really there are three deos in the world of Narash and Isarsa Vinis Garsha. We have Rabbi Yosef Aglili, we have Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, and as we pointed out, there's also Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa. So we'll go through those two Rabbi Akivas up to where it says Amar Abaye, up to the star, which is six lines from the bottom on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, up to Amar Abaye. Just one second. Up to Amar Abaye, and here see the sugi, of course, with Rashi. The Tosfos are all on Amud Beis. There are four relatively small Tosfos. And I sent you also to one Tosfos HaRosh and one Rashba and one Ritva that will help, I think, give meaning to the three Shitos we have over here in the Rishonim, to Rav Yossi, to Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, and to Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa. And the Iyun, more Iyun, would be spent in the Rosh in Siman Hay, where the Rosh quotes a Rambam. The Rambam, I point out to you, is in Hilchos Nara Besula Perek Beis Halacha Tetzayin. The Rosh just simply says the Rambam. And there's a machokis between the Rosh and the Rambam in terms of the other payments that are involved. Namely, the machokis, Rav Yossi and Rabbi Akiva, revolve around the knas of Chamishim Kesef. But we know, we've already learned, that aside from this knas, there's also a payment of Boshes, and also a payment of Pagam. And the question is, are these also part of this machlokas of Rav Yossi, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva? Or are they? Do they have a separate system of who gets the Boshes and the Pagam? Okay, so that's what we'll be dealing with Lineder on Yom Rishon. And I hope that a week from today, I don't think we're going to get to the Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes, but we'll move into the sugya of what happens when the girl is no longer around, and the question is there still going to be a knas to the father if the girl is no longer in the picture? When the father's not in the picture, then we spoke already about the fact, does it go to the girl or to the father's yorshim? What if the girl is no longer around? Does the father step into her shoes? Okay, so that we'll talk about Billy Netter next Wednesday, and with that we will call it a zman. Okay. This seder. I want to apologize. I have to run down to the Rabbanut to get a shtar machira, and they're closed during the lunch break. So I'll just run down now, so that I'll have it for you, Billy Netter, and then I'll put up a sign if anyone wants to sell chametz. In other words, via the shtar, they're welcome to. And so that, we'll have hours next week for that. Beseder. Okay, who here is staying in Eretz Yisrael over Pesach? Beautiful. Very, very fine. And so Yossi, if you're going back home, and Zach, you're going back home. Okay. And you're staying. Very, very fine. Okay, you should have a meaningful regal. So those who are here don't have that much of a problem post-Pesach, that we read in the Eretz Yisrael Shmini on the Shabbos, which in Chutz Laaretz is Shmini Shel Pesach. So even if you're keeping 2 days, but in Shul you'll hear Parsha Shmini. Those who are going to Chutz Laaretz, I mentioned to Yosef, will have a a special kriya here, mostly the Torah Traga students as well, on the following Shabbos, when Eretz Yisrael read Tazria Metzora, people who mishmini will have a long kriya, right? Hear half of Sefer Vayikra. Okay, Shmini and Tazria Metzora.